In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of today, for the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Actually, we are today in the third day in Amshir, in the Coptic calendar. And as we read that, we know from the last week and before last week, the first 3 weeks, the first three Sundays in Amshir, we read only the Gospel of John 6, which is about the feed of the multitude. And it's only explained, and God, our church, Coptic church, tried to insist only on that God came to the world and gave us His body and His blood. And we can't live without His body and His blood. Whatever we can do outside the church, but our refuge to come again to the church and take the communion, take His body and His blood. That's why also when He did the miracle was put on or based on only the bread. He tried to explain that you can't live without Me. And when we talk about that, why God give His body and His blood to us, it's a kind of love and a kind of kindness and a kind of compassion. When He said, I abide in you and you abide in Me, it means that a unity. And if I read the same miracle from the other gospel, from St. Matthew, and if we open Matthew 14:14, when He said, and when Jesus went out, He saw a great multitude, and He was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. And I can't move forward when I read, when He looked to His to the people, to the multitudes, with compassion. And I have to only to stop on these words, and I have to contemplate on these words. Maybe we can contemplate all our days and all our life about His compassion. Only we see how God is working with us during our day with His mercy, with His compassion, with His love. That's why we pray in the Thanksgiving every day. You covered us, helped us. Without His compassion, without His covered us, we can't live. That's why we live, because He covered us. He loves us. He saw the multitude. He didn't make anything. Only the first impression was the compassion. The first impression is love. That's why He came on the cross and He opened His arms to us to come. He's waiting us in His bosom. That's why every time we come to the church and we look to His bosom, it means that I need to come and I need a help and I need a love. He loved us from the beginning to the end. He loved even the Genova people, and He sent Jonah. And when Jonah said to God, no, I don't want to go, He insisted to go. And He prepared everything the way to go to Genova. I need these people. I love these people. And I need that they come to my bosom. That's why we said in the liturgy, the hope to have no hope, and the help to have no help. That's why we said in the liturgy, He loved His own in all the world. And without this hope and without this love, we can't live. We can't stand before God and he will judge, because he will judge us. He sees everything. That's why we said, according to your mercy, not according to my sin or my deeds. That's why he covered us all the day. That's why he opened the church for repentance. And he opened the church for confession to come to his bosom. The first bosom, it was in the paradise. When God created Adam in first, and he lived in the paradise, and the paradise is a kind of the bosom of God. There is no separation, nothing between Adam, between God. That's why he lived normal. He lived without anything to think about. And when he fell in the sin, there is a separation between him and between God. And he was far from his bosom. That's why Jesus said, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Every time God asks us, I need to come to my bosom. That's why in Psalm 29, he said, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have accepted me in your bosom. In the Song of Solomon, he said, sustain me with cakes of raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. His left hand under my head, and his right hand embraces me. If we think only for 1 minute or 2 minutes that really I need the bosom of God, I will flee to him. And there is four kinds of bosom of God. Four kinds of bosoms of God. The first one, the bosom of God said to me, I accept you. If I'm going to the church and I see that I am in his bosom told me, I accept you. Like, when I come to the church, like God tell me, you are more than welcome, Habibi. You are here in my bosom. Nobody will do for anything for you. The church is open for the sinner before anybody. The church is a hospital for the sinner. Then the first kind of bosom that he accept me. And I feel I'm more than welcome in the church. The second kind of the bosom is I feel the safety. I will give you an example from the Old Testament. When Jacob knew that Joseph is still alive, and because Joseph, he couldn't go out from Egypt. He arranged everything and managed everything in Egypt. That's why he couldn't go. Then Jacob went to Joseph in Egypt. And when Joseph knew that Jacob is halas will come, he went outside on the border of Egypt and he was waiting his father, and he took a big hug and a big bosom. Like a one, he needs a refuge, he needs someone to, like, something to feel that I am in safety. I am safe now. I don't care about that. And I am the second man in Egypt. I manage everything and I arrange everything. I don't care. I don't care about my position in my outside, in my work, what I'm doing. Here in the church, I'm in his bosom. I feel safe. And I need him. Then the first one, I feel more than welcome, I'm accepted. The second one, I feel safe, peace, calm in his bosom. No one can bother me. The third kind of the bosom, when the bosom said to you, Habibi, I forget everything. I forget what you did, khalas. I clean what you did before. I forgive you and I forget. Then I feel that I'm more than welcome, and I feel the safety, and I feel that God forgot everything what I did. I came to his bosom and he accepted me and he cleaned me and he forgot. And the fourth kind of the bosom, when the bosom said to me, please don't go far from away from me. You taste my grace. You taste what I give it to you. That's why we said we have to taste God in first. We have to taste his grace in first. Then after, we'll see how is sweetie. Then after I taste his grace, I can't go away from him. I feel scared outside. Then what I have to do to go inside the bottom? First of all, I have to be a kid. When a mother took the kid in her bottom and a big hug, the kid feel like he's in safe, he's like had a peace in his and calm. And he has no fear in his heart. Which is the simplicity. When I come to the church, I need to remove everything from my mind when I'm here in the church, and I have to go to his bosom and feel as a kid. I remember in St. Paul Monastery, there is one monk, he's a hermit. And I saw this monk like not often because he already in on the mountain. But only I remember only one thing. When I see him, I run to take a hug. Only I run to take a hug. I feel the love. I feel the accepted. I feel the security. I feel that I'm safe. I feel everything. And how, if I compare this with this monk? A monk, he spent all his time with God. What about the bottom of God? What about the bottom of God? Then the first one, I have to be a kid. The second, I have to flee to him and to talk to him. Usually, I define 5 minutes by the end of the day and I'm talking to God. That's it. This is what I have. I decide to talk to you. Only 5 minutes or 10 minutes by the end of the day. But during the day, it's my day. It's not your day. When I'm praying, our Father, it's in, okay, you are in heaven, I'm here in the earth. Be in the heaven, I am in earth. I'm not talking to him all the day. And we discussed this before, that I have to divide my time during the day. I have to start the day by talking to him. In the midday, I have to talk to him. By the end of the day, I have to talk to him. Then I have to flee to his bosom. I have to talk to him. The first one, I have to be a kid, the simplicity in my life. I have to flee to him to talk to him. The last one, I have to be hungry. Not hungry to go to the food. Because when the multitude came the second day after Jesus Christ made the miracle, They told him, "You are a prophet." And he answered, "You came to me because I didn't make a miracle, because you ate yesterday. I'm not looking to eat a normal food. I need to eat his word. I need to spend more time with him, to read more. I need to feel when I open the Bible, I am in his bosom. It's not a homework and I have to read the Bible. I open the Bible and I read, yeah, I finished the chapter now from the book." And if I'm asking you what you read, I don't know. If you can read only one paragraph and focus on it, and you understand what God exactly, the message from God, do it. I don't care about to read all the chapter, which is useless by the end. When I open the Bible, I have to feel that I am in his bosom. I am hungry to hear his voice. I am hungry to talk to him. Then, the bosom of God feels me accepted, fill me the security and the safety. Give me also and tell me, "I forget and I forget for you everything." And the bottom also said to me, "When you taste me now, don't go away and far from me." And I have to enjoy this by to be a kid, to flee to him and to talk to him by praying, to taste his grace. And the third one is to open the Bible, to be hungry, to hear his voice. And this is what I focus. When he said in the Bible, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bantu Creator, Lord of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not creating, one essence of the Father. Who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and who incarnate the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary and became man. And he is coming again, those good whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, and believe the Holy Spirit of life giver who proceed from the Father, for the Son is worshipped and glorified. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming.